You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. New Lions head coach Matt Patricia has found himself at the center of a Detroit news story that reports he'd been arrested in March 1996 when he was a college student and indicted for aggravated sexual assault. The case collapsed when the accuser decided she did not want to testify. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is here with us now. John, there have been such a range of comments on Facebook and Twitter, and this is one typical one I want to get your take on. It was posted by a woman, and here's what she wrote. I'm really disappointed, not in the alleged account that happened over 20 years ago, but the fact that this was made into a story. For what purpose? He's been found innocent 22 years ago. I'm sick of hearing these stories that don't carry any legitimate merit. Was he found guilty? No. Has he exhibited any other behavior like this that's been reported on? No. Then how did this own the news cycle? John, what do you think?
Well, first of all, he was not found innocent. The indictment was dropped. He was indicted, and in the rules for indictment, I had to look all this stuff up. It varies widely. However, in Texas, it's pretty much the same as Michigan, which is the judge has got to believe you've shown probable cause for the case to go forward, which does not, frankly, mean a lot in the case of sexual assault because it almost always boils down to he said, she said. But So probable cause to move forward was determined, and now you've got a case. Now, the case never went to trial. I'm telling you right now, from a journalistic point of view, this is your worst nightmare because the gravity of the case argues both directions. It's so serious, aggravated assault, that to not report even on an indictment seems negligent. However, it is also so serious that if the case never went forward, he never had a chance to face his accuser, never had a chance to defend himself in court, never had a chance to be found not guilty. That also argues for you're going to ruin Manning's career over we're not quite sure what. So this is damned if you do and damned if you don't.
We should note the Free Press over the weekend updated the story saying this sexual assault case against Patricia had at least five trial witnesses, a nurse, a doctor, a police detective, a police officer, and a college friend of the alleged victim. And the local district attorney in Cameron County, Texas, basically said to the Free Press the same thing. This is not a question of whether something happened. It's whether the victim consented. The defendant says she did. Victim says she didn't.
The consent cases, again, I'm not a lawyer. I went to law school for 5 minutes. That does not count for much.
No.
But the consent cases are the hardest, I think. If you can say I was not in that hotel room, that wasn't me, et cetera, that's a whole different case. Nothing happened is a whole different case, which doctors and others can help you with, prove or not prove. Consent. Consent is an emotional state. Consent is, you know, it's a lot of things, but it's not. Consent's going to boil down to he said, she said, usually.
And the indictment, as we say, dates back to when Patricia was a college football player on spring break. So again, we're talking 22 years ago. And he said in his brief press conference last week, he's a victim, and this is his quote, of those trying to damage my career and my credibility. Was it on him to tell the Lions about what happened 22 years ago?
I would think yes. And for this reason. When I was the hockey coach at Ann Arbor here in high school, the rule was very simple, no surprises. So if one of my kids was going to get in trouble, we had academic ineligibility coming up, man, I made the first call. And that way you're a lot wiser saying, look, I want you to know this 22 years earlier, and you can have his version of it, obviously. What we've not done in the press room yet is ask him the proper question, which is, were you there? Were you there that night? Was there sex? If you have a story, and apparently you have a different story, we should hear it at this point. I do think that the seriousness of it, it's hard to ignore. And yet I also feel very conflicted for the same reason. To indict somebody and then drop the case is going to paint the guy forever as somewhat guilty in most people's eyes without a chance again to defend himself. So this is exceedingly uncomfortable for me on both sides. And I go back to the Duke lacrosse case. You can't ignore
it. Yes, got to talk about that. In the Duke lacrosse case, we should just remind everybody, where a woman in North Carolina accused three Duke players of gang rape. The national media pounced on the story, and then the accuser's entire story fell apart. And a lot of journalists had to admit they'd been had.
Not been had. We had done horrible work. Now, I grant you that Mike Nifong, the DA in Durham, North Carolina, was not only removed from his post, which is exceedingly rare in these cases, he was disbarred and jailed for his unbelievably horrible work. That's so unheard of. So that's how bad it was. Now, if you've got a DA that off the rails, as a journalist, you're probably at the mercy of the guy to some degree. We tend to believe these guys. But that, I mean, the old line goes back decades and applies to the Duke lacrosse players. Where do you go to get your reputation back? In the case of those Duke lacrosse players, look, I mean, it was easy to believe, sadly. A bunch of rich kids are known to be spoiled brats, frankly, and had a record of mildly bad behavior. It was not hard to believe, sadly. But these guys in the internet era, He's right. You apply for any job from now on, there's no way that's not coming up.
Lyons have made a very strong statement of supporting Patricia. You had owner Martha Ford standing there at the press conference. Would a player in exactly the same situation have gotten the same support?
New terrain. I would say, think off the top of my head, yes, for two reasons. One, if you're a player, it's more recent. You might well be within the statute of limitations, and therefore things are still alive. Second of all, you have one head coach, you got a lot of players. The head coach, frankly, is more important than most of the players. It's how it works. So it's very disruptive to change a coach. I'll say Martha Ford has made her stance. I knew she's going to be strong one way or the other. I wasn't sure which direction. And she is quietly strong, and she is someone you do not underestimate.
What do you think the NFL coaches, owners, fans take away from this whole furor around Matt Patricia?
That the past is not the past. That's one thing. And not being found not guilty or not innocent, case being dropped, it's still out there. You can count on the NFL, whatever the right thing to do is, you can count on the NFL not doing it. Sad to say. This is a league, by the way, that refused to believe one of its star players had abused his wife until they showed the video of him doing so in the elevator, which they had for months, which they knew. So the NFL is the moral arbiter. I'll tell you what, I'll take a DA any day over the NFL.
Michigan Radio sports commentator, John Eubank. John, thanks.
Thank you.